what can I do to help my daughter? What can I do to make her life better? What can I do to help change her life? You know, yes, my daughter has a severe disability that everyone's telling me is going to affect her for the rest of her life, affect her, how she uses her hands and talks and everything. But you know what, God, I'm going to believe that you're going to put things in my path that are going to help my daughter increase her freedom, increase her life, and change her life.
You're going to hear this dad talk about his love for his special needs child, concern for his family, and how God has been intentional in caring for them. If you know someone who has a special needs child in their family, need a word of encouragement, and want to start thinking and behaving intentionally, have join us on today's Intentional Living.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, conference speaker, best-selling author, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. What have you learned being the parents of a special needs child? If you have questions or a story, please call 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. Today, special needs children, God bless them. God bless every family with a special needs child. We all have been touched in some degree with this. We're going to hear Josh's story and a lot of encouragement today and how having special faith, following Jesus Christ intentionally, can make all the difference as a parent of a special needs son or daughter.
The intentional thing that I've done is I've prayed to have a love for my stepdaughter as a mother with for their kid. I don't have any biological kids, but, you know, since God has brought me into this marriage, He's given me a daughter.
Intentional living has caught my attention, and since my daughter has had a friendship that wasn't very healthy, but I'd like for my daughter to learn from this experience that we've been through, praying that God has other friends fill the empty void in her heart for friendship.
I've been praying for God to work His way into my family's heart, and I am intentionally trying to take every moment I can to use His word to help them accept Jesus.
Share your testimony here at Intentional Living Center. Our staff with open ears and arms receive them every day as you call 888-888-1717 or interact with us online through theintentionallife.com. We have Josh on the line in New Mexico. Josh, welcome to Intentional Living today, my friend.
Thank you, Dr. Randy Carlson. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you got through. Tell me a little bit about your history that leads you to where you're challenged today, and then we want to hear how you're being intentional. Take us back. Tell us your story.
My life is an interesting life, and it's a blessed life by God. My parents are both strong Christians, and prayers have been a really strong part of their life. And when I was growing up, I had, major developmental disabilities because I couldn't talk until I was about 7 years old, and I had major ADHD, so I had a very hard time trying to stay in school. Most of the schools I got kicked out of until I was about into eighth grade. That's when I finally stayed a full year. And my mom at one point had to pull me out of school and took me from not being able to read and homeschooled me to where I could actually read at a college level with what she was using to teach me. And so I learned early on about the struggles of having a disabled child and having parents that actually stand by you and fight for you every single day and try to help you and try to find new ways to encourage you. And just seeing my parents and their intentional living has helped me in my life so much.
What do you think would have happened? We'll hear the rest of the story in a moment. What would happen if your parents hadn't stood up for you?
I think it would have been a much different story nowadays. I think I would have been a much different person. You know, my parents could have just thrown in the towel so forget about it. You know, he can't read, but that's the school's responsibility. Let them teach him. You know, and I don't think I would have been able or capable as much as I am today.
Well, that's a tribute, Josh. You know, we have parents today who are right in the middle of the battle with a child, raising a child, and they may have a disability. They may have some sort of a behavioral issue or whatever it is, and they feel like throwing in the towel. And I think your story from the other side saying, hey, my parents were there for me, they stood with me, they stood up for me, they did what they needed to do, they did beyond what they could have done, I mean, what they maybe thought they could do, but they did it anyway, and they did it because they love me. And that was very, very intentional. And I'm sure that's been a part of your journey, which still has challenges for you. Where are you today? What is it that you went through to lead you to where you are now?
Alex was born in 2007. And she was born healthy, a beautiful little girl. When she was born, though, my wife dealt with a postpartum hemorrhage. And so we had to deal with that right away. And right away, I was going to school at that time, but I made the choice, you know, I'm going to take care of my daughter. I'm going to be there for my wife and be there for both of them. And so I stayed home. I took care of my wife because of God's miracles. They said, oh, she's going to be anemic for at least a year. She was anemic for less than 6 weeks. You know, when she came back for her next doctor's appointment, her anemia was gone. So we had our healthy little girl. About 6 months, we realized, you know, there's problems with her. She's not really developing normally. Her therapist noticed her back was kind of curvy. She had a curve in it. And so I said, well, God, what are we going to do, you know? And so we went to see the doctor here in Albuquerque, and the doctor here said, well, we can watch and wait to see if that's going to get worse, the curvature. And I said, God, I don't think I want to watch and wait. I want to do something proactive about it. So I went, researched, found out how to get her a body cast. So she wears a full body cast now to help her keep her spine straight. That Shriners Hospital has been generous and kind enough to donate their time to be able to put that on her back. But when we were going to Shriners Hospital in Salt Lake City, we're like, God, how are we going to get here? You know, we don't know how we're going to get here. And the first time we went there, my sister helped pay for us. But the second time we went there, we got lucky. Our house flooded. I mean, most people wouldn't consider this lucky, but our house flooded. And the guy who was laying on our tile floor, Matt, said, hey, you know what? I want you guys to come out to our small group we're having with our church. You know, I think you guys really enjoy it and really like it. And we're like, well, we might as well. We're not doing anything on Friday, so we might as well go to a small group.
Hi, my name is Tricia, and I'm recently gone through a divorce. But I have two little girls, and I intentionally lead them towards Christ every day, no matter how painful things have been for us. But we believe that God is good, God is faithful, and He will definitely be our protector, and He's in control and can help heal our wounds and bring us through a blessed life. So I just wanted to pass that on. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. You know, when you share what God is doing in your life, we get a chance to share with others. Come do that for us today. Come do that as giving honor to God for what He's doing in your life. Call us at 888-888-1717. Leave your story. You know, I'm talking with Josh in New Mexico, and he was just about to describe how he was lucky that his house flooded and that the guy fixing your tiles, apparently, Josh, invited you to a small group, and you and your wife went. Tell us, what happened there?
The lady that was at the small group, the leader, Pat, she took my wife aside and said, hey, God just told me to talk to you and stuff, and I was just kind of wondering what was going on. My wife explained the situation about how we're going to Salt Lake City and how I'm having problems trying to pay for it and afford it. And she said, well, you know what? I work for Presbyterian Salute, and I do the travel. And, you know, we cover this kind of expense, so we don't mind. Call me, and I'll help you set up your next travel appointment out there. And that was just the first time that guy kind of really shook his head and said, hey, I care about you guys. You know, I'm here for your guys' life, you know, and I want to help you guys every step of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was one of the first times. And during that time when our house flooded, I also learned the restaurant down the street, the guy who owns that restaurant, you know, we were running short of money because our kitchen was flooded and messed up, and we were struggling. God used this man, and he gave us the gift cards to go eat at his restaurant. I said, oh, man, I don't know when you accept this. And he said, well, don't steal anyone's blessing. You know, if someone's trying to give you a blessing, just accept it. And we were like, okay, we'll accept your blessing. We just didn't think of it that way. But that kind of helped my mind kind of grow, even thinking more of how powerful God is and just how much God cares about us as a family and how much He wants to see us succeed. And so we found out that summer, July 31st, 2009, that my daughter had rested, and we finally got back the genetic test. At first, we struggled. We looked online, but my first gut feeling from going back to what my parents did for me was a research of what can I do to help my daughter? What can I do to make her life better? What can I do to help change her life? And so I moved forward with that onset thought that, you know, yes, my daughter has a severe disability that everyone's telling me it's going to affect her for the rest of her life, affect her, how she uses her hands and talks and everything. But you know what, God, I'm going to believe that you're going to put things in my path that are going to help my daughter increase her freedom, increase her life, and change her life, and give her something special. You know, help me, God. Show me where you need me to go. And that led me to trying to get her bike first from Freedom Concepts. And as a veteran, I went through a lot of veterans organizations, and God opened up all the doors for different veterans organizations to help pay for every cost of that bike that she got from Freedom Concepts. And, you know, I'd help raise $5,000 there. Mm-hmm. And then I found this other treatment online that I wanted to go do in Texas. I was like, okay, God, how are we going to do this? How are we going to pay for this? Our insurance already said they won't pay for this. And I went, and then God said, you know, do this, this, and this. I called a couple more veterans organizations, said, I want to go do this treatment for my daughter. And they helped me raise for the hotel, the food, the rental car, and even the co-payment that I have to pay for my daughter to get this treatment out there in Houston. Mm. And that was the second time God stepped in our life and intervened and helped with people to change her life. And now this third time, you know, this took a major step of faith. But God put it in my mind and my heart and said, Josh, you know, I want better for your daughter. There's things that you want to provide her, more freedom, more safety. You know, let's do that. Let's do it. You're not going to be able to carry up these stairs all your life. So he says, you know, let's put an elevator in your house, and let's put a therapy room. Let's put a special needs bathroom in your house. And, you know, these are big things. And you're like, God, how is this going to happen? You know, this is impossible. By my eyes, this is impossible. You know, and I'm working through this. And so I said, okay, God, I'm going to go do it. So by his faith and his blessing, I'm going out talking to people.
Well, Josh, listen, let me jump in. You've got a story. That's all right. You've got a story that obviously is a God story. And has he's continued to provide for you, for your daughter, for the fact that the both of you that have had challenges in your life are choosing, you know, you're choosing as a daddy at this stage to be intentional, to care for your daughter, to find resources, to trust God and taking steps every day. That's what intentional living is all about. What is it, Josh, as you look to the future, what are the things that you're really asking God for in the next stage of your journey together?
I'm asking God to just bring our family closer together, you know, to do miracles for our family, to keep our family growing and loving each other. You know, having a disabled child is very difficult because most of your time is spent with taking care of their medical needs, their medical appointments, and taking care of them. And, you know, at the same time, you have to be intentional about your marriage and try to focus mm-hmm. on your marriage or focus on your wife and love your wife and try to talk to her and show her how you love her.
That's right.
You know, but sometimes you can put that on the back burner because of everything else that's going on with Alex.
That's right.
And so that's what I want to do for our life, is just strengthen our family as they go forward.
Well, that's leadership, Josh. I mean, you know, being a leader in a family is loving your wife, caring for your children, putting your own needs aside. It's interesting. We didn't even mention the fact that you wrestle with PTSD, but you didn't focus on that. You focused on your daughter. You focused on your wife. You focused on being the person God wants you to be. And I think that's an admirable trait, and I think it's something that allows us to live our lives when we get outside of ourselves and we focus on others. Appreciate you calling today, Josh, and may God continue to grant you his direction in your life.
Well, thank you, Dr. Randy Carlson. I appreciate the time to talk with you.
Thank you. So I think that when we look at expectations in our lives, if we can, this is an intentional message, really is. If we can develop new goals when we're feeling disappointed and disillusioned, if we can have goals that are clearer, more realistic, sometimes our goals are not what often referred to as a SMART goal, something that's specific and measurable and so on. We just have these wandering thoughts and ideas. But to get some new goals that would come from Scripture, new goals that would come from clarity of understanding God, new goals that would come from spending time and allow the Holy Spirit to minister in our lives, to give us clarity. And secondly, to develop new strength. Man, that's tough, isn't it? What does the Scripture say about renewing our strength? The Lord renews our strength. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month having to do with overcoming discouragement, disillusionment, disappointment in your life. And for those on the membership team, I hope you're enjoying the teaching from month to month. If you have topics you'd like to have me address, we do this preparation and writing for these lessons exclusively for our members, those who are standing with us, about 3,600 families now and individuals who stand with us in this ongoing mentoring relationship. That's a big congregation. We'd love to have you come and be a part of it. You know, the way to do it is to join us in monthly support of the ministry with whatever amount God lays on your heart. If you can join us with $30 a month, a dollar a day, I'd say thank you. I appreciate that. That's a target. But maybe you say, I can't do that, Randy, but I can give $20 a month or $10. Whatever it is that God lays on your heart, just come and join us. We need you to be a part of the ministry. Frankly, that's the practical aspect of paying the bills and keeping us going. But the exciting part, the ministry part of this, is to have this engagement, this relationship through this mentoring program. And more to come, by the way. We got some special things we're going to be launching in the days ahead for members only. We'll be talking about that. So come and join us at theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate when you're at the website. That's theintentionallife.com, or during business hours, West Coast, call 888-888-1717. And then also a reminder tonight, Panama City, Mark Schultz and myself and our team there, we're going to have a great night to celebrate. I'm not sure where the tickets are at this point, but you can check it out at theintentionallife.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you tonight.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you figured out what your one thing is? Gina said, I will strive to seek God's face instead of just what I want. Nakia said, study. And for Ethel, it was for the next 30 days, I will be punctual when going to work, church, or appointments. Maybe those gave you an idea of what one kind of one thing to pursue for the next 30 days. If so, share it with us by going to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and click on the blue journey button. When you do, the Intentional Living team will be praying for you. Coming up, Gayla shares her story about her autistic son. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Life is a precious thing. You know, having peace in my marriage, meaningful family relationships, getting our health and finances in order. These things seem so elusive. Best-selling author and speaker Dr. Randy Carlson has developed DVD and CD resources to help get our lives running smoothly. Intentional Living Study Kits feature Dr. Randy sharing biblical insights, and you can track your progress through the workbooks. Use these resources by yourself or with a group. Visit theintentionallife.com. Go to resources and click on the store link.
There's several children in town that the only meal that they really receive on a daily basis is off of the free lunch program at school. And so on the weekends, they're not eating.
Sarah and her coworker Stacy saw a need in their community that wasn't being met.
So what we do is fill backpacks full of non-perishable food items, and we send them home with those children on the weekend. And we put a Bible verse in the backpacks every week too. We want these children to know that the Lord provides for them. It makes me so thankful every morning for what I have. And to be able to turn around and bless other people, it just opens your eyes too to God's blessings every day. Every day we get a check from somebody that we didn't even send a donation letter to. They just heard about the program. It is God working, because there's just so many doors that have been opened for it.
By doing the next right one thing, Sarah and Stacy were able to impact their community with the love of Christ. What they didn't expect was the impact in their own lives, finding their passion and purpose. Discover how you can begin thriving by visiting theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Free. Can you really get anything worthwhile for free anymore? Well, here's good news for you. At theintentionallife.com, you can find all kinds of things to help you as you lead an intentional life. Many of them free. Pick up Dr. Randy's free ebook, 30 Days of Inspiration, or check out the latest newsletter or daily devotions, all free and available to you right now. It's not always easy to lead an intentional life, but with free resources from theintentionallife.com, you can do it.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. If you're looking for a place to find like-minded individuals who want to live an intentional life in Christ, why not join our Facebook family? You'll find inspiration, encouragement, and insight. go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com and click on the Facebook icon. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Hey, thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to our Intentional Living Center, where we've camped out around the topic of special needs children and the impact on families and how families pull together. I think that's during these challenging opportunities as we're raising kids, and all of us have challenges of parenting, but God bless those parents who are raising a special needs son or daughter. We pray that God will give you strength today. And that's why our mission exists. That's why we are here, to help equip, to encourage, and to provide the kind of hope that we can only find in Jesus Christ. That is what Intentional Living's all about. And if you'd like to share a question with us, you can do so at 888-888-1717.
My brother's youngest, when he was six, there was a storm. They live in Virginia, and a 150-year-old tree fell on the house and came through the roof, and his brother was in another bedroom. Well, my brother ran up the stairs to get a Nicholas, and when they came down and had a moment to look at what happened and see that they were all right, my brother Rick said to Nicholas, are you all right? And he said, Dad, I'm fine. I wasn't in the room alone. Jesus was with me. And that has always just touched my heart out of the mouth of babes.
The stories encourage us, don't they? Yours matters. Once you share your story or question with us, when you come to our comment line at 888-888-1717. Let's go to Gayla in Kansas. Hi, Gayla.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
So good.
So glad to take my call.
Well, I'm glad you got through. Tell us about your son.
Well, he just came in here wanting me right now. He's 4 years old, four and a half. He has fairly severe autism. He cannot talk. Except for sometimes he says, Mama, which he just did.
I could hear that, yes. And what's his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Okay, how has he been a blessing to you?
Before I became pregnant with him, our family was kind of headed pretty much into materialism. We were just, life was good, easy, and then I realized we were headed kind of down the wrong road, and I prayed to God that he would get us back closer to him. And then I found out I was pregnant with Jonathan, and I was 39. I turned 40 right after he was born, and that was really hard for me. But when he was diagnosed, we kind of dove right into it. We had help. We had God provided us with people that had already gone through it and guided us on the road to it. But we kind of did it still a lot in our own strength. But after about 2 years, maybe a year and a half into it, we realized how much we needed God's help. And one of my prayers early on was that Jonathan would know God and love God and serve God. And I thought if I prayed that he would be okay no matter what. Well, I don't know if he'll ever know God, if he'll be capable of knowing God, but he's already served God because he's helped our family grow so close to him. Mm. And
well, God knows him, and God knows you, and he knows your heart, and he knows the situation even more intimately than you do.
Yeah.
Tell me, what one thing have you learned about life, Gayla?
That God's in control, that he's done so many things for us. We've seen obvious works that could be done no other way than through God, giving us people to help work with Jonathan, that we've learned that God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
That Jonathan has been such a blessing to us, and even with his autism and all, he's pretty social. He likes to be held and hugged, which is somewhat unusual sometimes with kids with autism. And so he's got lots of smiles life is so full. And God's right there with us.
And that's the message. Gayla, thank you. God bless you. Appreciate your call. let you take care of your son there.
Hi, my name is Julianne, and my husband and I have been married 20 years, and we have 5 children. The last one wasn't born to us. We adopted him out of foster care, and when he developed significant special needs, it really challenged our marriage. My husband was really angry, and I was put to task to try and help the family function despite this child that required like 100% one-on-one, 100% of the time. And we went through 6 years of really rough time, so much so that we were just felt like we were barely hanging on. And God really sought me out and brought me through some healing of my past, which helped me pray for my husband, who was angry and walking away from God. And this summer, he came back and walked through a series by John Piper and was restored in his faith. And now we're walking back into unity and caring for this child, caring for our family, and becoming healthier as a couple and really trying to set God as our leader. It's difficult. When they comment about the work that it takes, it is so difficult. We have up and down days. And so it's really good to hear the encouraging words from your show, because you can become desperate in the fact to get healthy. And you have to understand that God is the one that is the author of that, and he has selected us to get healthy and to walk with him through this and not to strive ourselves.
Good for you. What a story. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, one of the things that we delight in here is opening up our voicemail from day to day and hearing the stories that are coming in to our storyline. This is why you hear what you hear. This is your program. This is you, your journey, your life. We're here to help you do this. We're here on this journey with you. And living intentionally is something that we make a decision to do. And I believe that God intends for you to thrive. If you have a disability or an ability, if you have old age or young age, if you're broke or if you're wealthy, if you're successful or you feel like you're failing, if you're handsome or not so much. You know what I mean? Thriving is not a matter of position or a matter of stuff. It's a matter of attitude, and it's a matter of disposition, it's a matter of belief, and it's a matter of faith, trusting God and relying upon him. We believe God intends for you to thrive. Tell us your story when you call our storyline at 888-888-1717. Again tonight, Mark Schultz, myself, our team, Panama City, a great celebration on the Emerald Coast. You know, I don't know the tickets at this point, but you can certainly, I think whatever's available left will be at the door, so you can check it out tonight in Panama City. All the information at our website, theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. So for our entire team and for my our entire operation of ministry here, thank you for being a part of Intentional Living, and we'll see you next time.